I'm Bob Sneddon, and this is Our Town for 2023, January. And joining me right now in the studio is Annika Miller. She's with Saisla Family Connection. Welcome to Our Town, Annika. What is Saisla Family Connection?
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for having me. Saisla Family Connection is a small group of parents and families who get together about once a month and talk about opportunities for families in the Saisla region.
All right. What kind of opportunities do you talk about?
Well, some of the big topics that come up a lot are child care, family activities, community spaces, and parks and recreation.
I know there has been a lot of conversation in different areas of the community for a long time about child care. It's still a real challenge for a lot of folks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It really is. We have a lot of people in our community who are not able to have access to child care, especially under the age of three.
Right. Okay. And there are more restrictions for organized sanctioned child care from the state and safety authorities, and rightly so.
Absolutely.
Three-year-olds can't look out for themselves as much as five-year-olds.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what you have going on right now. You've partnered up with Saisla Vision.
Yeah. So we partnered with Saisla Vision, I would say it was about 7 months ago. So it's still new. But they're a really cool, it's almost like a nonprofit incubator. And so they're helping us to learn the rules and the ways about being a community organization and giving us tips and tricks. And it's been really, really a great partnership. And so we are partnered for this event coming up on Friday called the Saisla Family Table event.
And a Saisla Family Table, that's going to be at the Florence Event Center.
Yes, from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday.
All right. And there's no cost for families. And a lot of parents, maybe single parents or maybe a traditional family household with kids, they're thinking, oh, I can't go out on a Friday night. I got to do something with the kids.
Yeah. And so that's, at Saisla Family Connection, one of the things that we want to do is address the barriers that limit families from being able to participate in a lot of these community-informed decision-making matters. And so one of the ways that you can allow families to participate in a conversation is by offering childcare. And we found that a free meal doesn't hurt either.
Yeah. So we'll have... Well, it works for me.
Right. We're going to have pizza and vegetables and cookies and beverages.
Okay. And that's not just with the kids. That's for the adults, too.
Yeah, for everybody. I think we're planning on having enough for 200 guests.
Oh, wow. Ambitious.
Yeah.
And there's no cost.
Correct. It's completely free. The childcare is free. The dinner is free. We do ask that people RSVP if they're able, because that helps us to plan for food and childcare. Mm-hmm. But the RSVPs are not required. And you can find that if you go to rivercal.org on January 6th. That's where our event is. Also on our Facebook page, there's links to the RSVP form.
And you can also go to the Florence Event Center's website,
yep,
eventcenter.org, and click on January 6th. So it's rivercal.org.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
Facebook?
The Facebook,
yeah,
for Saisla Family Connections, or the eventcenter.org. No S in there. Eventcenter.org. Click on January 6th on the calendar, and you can RSVP. But if somebody winds up, it's 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and they go, oh, honey, did you RSVP? No, I thought you did. Don't worry, you can still come.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Now, when you get the meet and greet, I know she call it a meet and eat.
Yeah.
I like that. And the kids, you have, I imagine, a separate side of the room for the kids for childcare. Now, when the parents get together, what are you going to be talking about with parents?
Yeah. So we're going to do roundtable conversations. We have, still based on RSVPs, it's going to be somewhere from 10 to 12 tables. And each table will have a different topic. So there will be childcare, family activities, community spaces. And we'll also have a couple of wild card tables in case there's people who show up and want to talk about something else. Oh, also Miller Park. I know a lot of people want to get together and talk about that.
Okay.
And so we will have opportunity for people to talk about those topics and for about 20 minutes, and then we'll switch gears and we'll pick a new topic. So everyone should be able to participate in two conversations. And then the last hour from 7 to 8 p.m. is completely optional, and it's for people who are able to and want to continue the conversations. That's more of the mingle and just keep talking about things that people are interested in.
All right. And so we talked a little bit about childcare. It can be kind of tough to get. So, but if somebody's got, they're one of the fortunate folks who have childcare taken care of, but they have other concerns. Give me an example of some of the family issues that might have a table on Friday evening.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to be talking about is family activities.
Okay.
So in the Saisla region, when Saisla Family started, or Saisla Family Connection started, we really came from this idea that it was right coming out of COVID that there were not a lot of opportunities for families to get together. And so we were trying to find ways for
maybe connect people up.
Yeah. So we're trying to find ways to support local businesses and support families. So we went to City Light Cinemas and asked them, hey, would it be okay if we hosted a movie matinee? And so we have a private event that we do, or we did this last year, where we'd invite families to come and watch a movie. And a lot of this came from my husband used to go to the bowling alley all the time, you know, and he was on the bowling league and he would take our kids there. And then when the bowling alley shut down, you know, we lost that part of our community. Yeah. And so we started going to the arcade a lot and we would spend our afternoons there. And then unfortunately the arcade shut down and we had this thought of, well, what are we going to do on a rainy day with our kids? Yeah. And we want to support the local businesses. And so find opportunities to partner with local businesses to encourage opportunities for kids and opportunities for local families.
Annika Miller is with Stanislaw Family Connections, and we're talking about that organization. But they have coming up Friday night at the Florence Event Center a family table, and you may have seen that publicized around the community. And scratch your head, well, what does that mean? Well, it's literally that. I mean, you evoke the image of dinner time at home. You get around, sit around the table, and you're having a meal, and you're talking about things. That's the idea, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And I would love to remind people that it's not just families that are invited to this conversation. It's really a community event to talk about family opportunities. So I know we have people in our community who have the capacity to care about children. And so I really encourage them to attend too, because we're just looking at ways to improve opportunities for families. But when we talk about families, I think a lot of recognition has to go to the fact that we're supporting the children. You know, we support the families to make sure that the children have the opportunities that they deserve.
All right. Family, so you saw Family Connection. You've been probably about a year or so now you've been working in the community. Do you have anything else planned beyond this Friday night's family table? Do you have any thoughts of idea? Nothing firm yet, but have you got some ideas of what you'd like to do in the near future? Maybe another one of these family tables?
Oh, yeah. We would love to have this be a regular event. Now, I think moving forward, we're using this event as our kickoff. So that way we can decide what we want to do moving forward. Because we have an idea of what we've been talking about. But really, we want this to be a community-led decision-making process. And so we're looking to see what people care about. And that's where we're going to be guided into the future.
All right. Annika Miller is with Stanislaw Family Connection once again. Friday night, 5 o'clock at the Florence Event Center. It's a family table. Child care and dinner is provided. They'd like you to RSVP one more time. The ways to do that?
Yeah, you can go to rivercal.org. You can follow us on Facebook, or you can go to the Florence Event Center.
All right. And on Facebook, it would be Stanislaw Family Connection.
Correct.
Okay. Annika, thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
I hope it's a fruitful and exciting conversation Friday evening.
Me too.
All right. RSVP at rivercal.org, eventcenter.org. We have more Our Town coming your way right here on Coast Radio.